Spotlight on Lorraine from the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater. Did I get that right?
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, Jim Janasco from Janasco Insurance joins us. You can check him out on the web as well, janascoinsurance.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today on a wet Wednesday morning?
The question is, how are you doing on a wet Wednesday after a very wet Tuesday?
Are you asking if he's getting flooded with calls?
Maybe.
Humor going already today. I haven't been in the office yet. I've been out taking pictures, so I don't know if the phones are ringing off the hook or not. We're still kind of catching up from the last big weather storm when North Ridgeville got flooded and most of Lorain County.
Now, when you say go out taking pictures, that's, I guess, part of an insurance agent's job.
Well, sure. We got to go out and take a look at the properties before we insure them, make sure they're all standing up straight and being well-maintained. Everything's painted. We have gutters. The roofs are in good shape. Roofs are always something we have to look at. They tend to age, and with all the hail storms and the rain we have around here, you want to be preventative when it comes to losses.
So in that case, you kind of have, here's, as I insure it, this is what it looks like.
Exactly. A lot of the companies now, the underwriters are expecting us to upload photos of the houses before they'll even accept the policy.
Okay.
So it has to be pre-inspected. Some of the companies expect us to do it. There's other companies that have their own inspectors that will go out after the fact and take pictures and do inspections. But you can rest assured that every house is being looked at before we insure it.
How many pictures you end up taking of a home?
Oh, I only take a front and a back. Some of the companies take a half a dozen.
Okay, you get a drone to fly above, take an overhead picture,
right.
Look inside or something. But that's just obviously to document the things that are going on. So let's talk a little bit about we hear about flooding takes place, flood insurance, homeowner insurance. How is it all tied together?
Well, there's two different ways to handle it. Of course, the federal government has their federal flood insurance program. Primarily, it's for properties that are in designated flood zones that the federal government has mapped out for us. In the city of Lorain, there are a few flood zones, mostly over by Martin's Run. Robin Hood Drive out in that way is at the Sherwood allotment. There's some flood zones out that way. If you've got some creeks or you're up against a river, you'll be in a flood zone. So then your primary source of coverage for that is the federal flood program. A secondary type that hopefully most people have on their homeowners policies is coverage for backing up of sewers and drains. And in Lorain, that's another big problem that we have, is that our sewer system is very, very old, antiquated, can't handle all the new construction. And so you have water that will actually reverse course and back up through your floor drains or even through your plumbing system.
And that's a separate part of your homeowner policy?
Right. You have to buy an endorsement for that, because water damage that backs up through sewers and drains is excluded under a homeowner's policy. You have to buy it back with an endorsement. It'll have a separate limit. Usually it comes with $5,000 of coverage. And then that comes up with the next big problem, is that so many people have finished basements now. They have their rec rooms down there, big screen TVs, drywall, carpeting. Talk to your agent and see if you can increase that limit to $10,000 or even $20,000.
Are these things that are usually brought up by the agent, or is it up to the homeowner to kind of say, what else you got for me, or what's available, or here's the issues that I have?
I think it's part of the underwriting process, that obviously a very simple question is, do you have a finished basement? And if the answer is yes, then you can go into it and start discussing how big of a limit or how high of a limit that you need for this water backup coverage. And some people will say, oh, it's just old furniture and there's an old piece of carpeting down there. Well, that's great. But keep in mind, the big problem is mold. Anytime that you have water and you have a nice warm area like a basement, you're going to have a mold problem. And what we're finding out is one limit is replacing all the stuff that's damaged, but the big problem is cleanup. We have plenty of cleanup companies in the area, but it's very expensive to clean up the mold and to suck up all the water and make sure it all dries out. It could be $5,000 just in mold cleanup, and we haven't even replaced your furniture yet.
When the cleanup comes, do they work with the insurance company to find the people to do that, or is that something that the homeowner does on their own?
Usually the homeowner does it on their own, and of course they ask us. So we have a extensive list of contractors within probably every county that touches Lorain County that can come out and do this. Obviously, when an isolated area gets hit like North Ridgeville, Everybody's called to that area, and the biggest problem with the companies is not so much response time, it's equipment. They only have so many blowers, so many dryers, so many water suckers that they'll be booked and all their equipment will be out, so they have nothing to bring to you.
More than likely, as you say, it's not just one person has an issue. It becomes citywide or countywide
exactly.
or region-wide as well.
Exactly.
Because that's what the storm...
It may be isolated, but it'll be very heavy in areas, and then all the contractors are used up.
Beyond water, flooding, anything else new in the insurance business we need to know about?
I would take a look at your homeowner's policies when they come up for renewal. Remember, a couple of years back, we had quite a few hailstorms. And a lot of the insurance companies change the way that they provide coverage for roofs. Take a look at your policy. You may now have a separate wind and hail deductible for your roof, or they may have changed the coverage that you no longer have replacement coverage for your roof. They're going to pay you the depreciated value of your roof. Say you have a roof that had a 30-year lifespan and you're 15 years into it and have damage, they may depreciate it and only pay you 50%. Since you're 50% through the age of the roof for your claim. So it's important to talk to your agent, read your policy, and especially read any letters that come with a renewal that they may have changed, altered, or even taken away coverage from you. It's about communication.
What advice do you have for somebody weighing the pros and cons of a given deductible? You know, what it should be. Should it be a little higher? Should it be a little lower? What advice do you typically give?
Two ways to look at that. One is, what can you afford? Because that's what you're doing, is you're actually providing your own insurance with your pocket. And the second is to look at the savings. A lot of times there's a substantial discount to increase your deductible from maybe $500 to $1,000. Take a look at it and see, because you have two things to think about. Do I have $1,000 that I can put into a claim? And also, is the savings worth it for me to take on that risk?
Lots to think about.
There is. There's so much things happening with weather these days in this area that you have to be on top of the coverage for your home. Remember, your house is probably the biggest investment you're going to make in your life. So you have to be proactive and learn to protect it and work with your agent.
Though, as even as we speak, you probably get the ones where people think, if I only knew.
Well,
after the fact.
Let's get ready for the next time. You know it's going to flood again. This is Ohio.
That's for sure. Jim Janasco from Janasco Insurance, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate
it. Bruce and Craig, thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
And you can check out Jim Janasco, Janasco Insurance, and visit him on the web at janascoinsurance.com. It is.